Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
To start the show, we'll move on to the Bears. Waddle's thinking about putting a play down on the Blackhawks. He's got his Hawks shirt on.
They
got
to win eventually, right?
Yeah, no, Vancouver is. They got Vancouver tonight, right?
Yeah, they must really suck because the Hawks are minus 145 and they're minus, what are they, plus 170 on the puck line, as the kids like to say.
You want to play the puck line?
I'm looking for value, bro. Like, yeah, I am. You know, so, like, I'm more inclined to play. To give up the puck and a half and search for a plus 170 hit versus lay 145 to win 100. Like, come on. Who does that? Then I hit the second race, the daily double at Remington.
You got everything going.
Then you know what? We're rolling.
I love it. I love it. So 312-332-3776. How'd you think the Bulls looked? I was, again, it was sloppy early, very sloppy early. I like the way they closed the game. And I like this team. I think there is a lot of room for growth here, and I think they're going to be okay.
I think it was reading some stuff online. I think I would attribute it to you that mentioned it, that like the fact that Zach LaVine doesn't have to do all the scoring is going to provide the ability for him to rest at times and give him a little bit of a breather. So he doesn't have to carry the entire team on his back. There are moments when DeRozan will score and Vooch will score, which will keep him fresher and I think more effective and more efficient.
Especially late. You know, late in games in the previous seasons, he would just have the ball in his hands each and every possession. Yeah. And it would get sloppy. He'd be inefficient in those spots. But, you know, DeRozan took the ball up the court at about 3 minutes. He drove to the middle of the lane, took a sidestep to the right, and buried a 10-foot jump shot and put the Bulls up, I think, 4 or 6 at the time. And that's like the type of shot that the Bulls didn't have before, and that's exactly what they need because that helps LaVine be more efficient, which has been my knock on him all along. If he becomes a more efficient player, the sky's the limit for this guy.
Yeah, and I think it helps with the cast. I mean, not only DeRozan, who will space the floor a little bit because you got to respect the mid-range game, but now he's got a point guard. Yeah. So I think, like, I really believe in Zach. I do. And, like, will he ever truly be a super, superstar? I don't know. But I've always thought that he could do what a lot of these young players can do and take that next step.
Didn't shoot the three well last night, but that, you know, I think that
nobody did. That whole team did. What was their 3-point percentage last night? It was not good.
No, it was 30%.
Yeah.
And they shot a lot, right? I mean, Vooch was not good yesterday.
No, he was not. But, yeah, I mean,
what were they from three?
7 for 23.
7 for 23. They made 7 threes. They still won the game. They still found a way to win the game. Marcus in Minneapolis, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, guys, man. It's always good to talk to you, man. I just want to say this, man. I always said this a few times before. This is off subject. I've been listening to you guys since, I think, 2012. And I just want to say this just to live in a moment, because one day you guys are going to have one last show. You're going to do your last show. And we'll, you know, talk about all the time you listen to. So I just wanted to thank you guys for being on air and giving us good content.
Do I understand this right? You have us out the door. Is that what you're telling us?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying what is 10, 15 years from now, one day you guys are going to have your last show.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll think about all of the times we used to listen to you. So
we can, Marcus, we can still get together and hang out. Sure. I mean, even if we're not doing a show. That means we'll have plenty of time.
I'm always in Chicago, so I want to meet you guys.
Okay.
It'll happen one day.
Done.
Okay. So I want to give my comment. Yesterday I was on the call and say, first off, I think the Bulls will win at least 50 games because of the talent.
Wow.
I think they have enough talent. I think they can be that good. But my concern is, and I expressed this last year, I don't think Billy Donovan is the end game as a coach to make him a championship team. I always say I don't think he's good at X's and O's. I think we got out-coached yesterday, but I think the Bulls won because they have more talent. I don't think – I'm not confident in him developing Patrick Williams. Just as far – like I said, X's and O's, I don't think he's good at that. Like you seen yesterday, the Bulls had a lot of isolation plays yesterday. That game shouldn't have been that close with the talent we have. So I'm just concerned about that. He seems like a great guy, but I'm just not sure that he's the end game as coach.
Well, I think, thanks for the call, Marcus. I think the game went the path it did for some of the reasons you mentioned earlier, Sylvie. Vooch shot 7 of 21 from the field. As a team, they were 7 of 23 from behind the arc. I mean, they were a little disjointed. I wouldn't necessarily point the finger at Billy Donovan, nor do I believe that they believe that he's the A to B guy and that they're going to hire somebody that takes them from B to C. I think this is their forever coach for the moment.
Well, is there any other league that is more dependent on players than the NBA? We're coaching like who are the great coaches in the game today? You'll say you'll go to San Antonio first and you'll say Pop, right? But when Pop's roster has been different without Duncan, has he won at a high level?
It doesn't seem to have.
You know what I mean? Like, Spoelstra? Spoelstra's really good. Like,
I mean, Steve Kerr won a bunch, but then, you know.
Yeah, talent. When KD left and Thompson was
hasn't played a regular season game since somewhere in 2019.
I know all sports is talent dependent, but I feel like this is the players' league. Isn't the NBA the players' league where it's, I mean, is Steve Nash a good coach? Do we even know? You know, I would say a lot of people in the league don't think that the Bucks have a good coach.
That's right. Had they not won, there was a lot of talk that they were going to move on from him.
So, I don't know if this is a Donovan thing. I would think that most of the Bulls' wins this year will be Tibbs gets the most out of his guys, but he's also in the big picture. Does he? You know, he's all in for those every minute of the regular season. He's all in, and I don't think there are many of those guys out there who are like game-changing basketball coaches.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Kurt's in Naperville. Kurt, you're on ESPN 1000.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I was really impressed with the way they played last night, especially the defense. It's been a long time since we've seen a Bulls team play defense like they did. And I was glad to see Io come in so early, and I was just thinking, what's that going to mean for Kobe? You know, he seems to kind of almost be the forgotten man at this point. And what do you think? You think they'll keep him or you think they might try to trade him?
And someone brought that up, too, on the Twitch app where, you know, maybe Io plays less when Kobe comes back. Kobe's still hurt. Remember, he had offseason shoulder surgery. They're going to let Kobe just be that sort of another guy who can get points.
Wouldn't you think they would use this year for Kobe the way they used last year with Lowry? Like, they will make a decision. Maybe they make a decision in the second half of this year on Kobe. Or they decide at the end of this year, maybe they move on from him depending on how he plays.
But this is third year, right? Yeah, so he still has another year after this. Where, right? I mean, he has 5 years total.
That's isn't true. It?
So I don't know about long term. I want to know what role he's going to play coming off the bench. Like, Io is more of a point guard, right? Are they going to let Kobe play backup point guard duties? Didn't we learn sort of last year that he's better not and just when he's open, shoot, and when he's not, don't.
And at the very least, you are a deeper team, and this is a good problem to have. Hopefully,
yeah, absolutely. And Kobe doesn't play defense, and that's another guy who plays. Io plays. That's why I think Billy Donovan likes him, and why Billy Donovan, he's going to make some dumb decisions that he missed a layup or two. There are some things he's very raw. We saw that at Illinois when he first came to Illinois, and then he grew the older he got. And we still saw some games where you would have liked him to play better on the college level. But I like that he's a guy that they could actually develop under
First
Donovan.
First professional game, he scored 7 points in 11 minutes. Not bad.
Not bad. Alex and McHenry, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Alex?
How's it going? First-time callers. Love you guys. Just want to say I appreciate everything you guys do and all that.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, you predicting our the year we get off the air as well? No. Okay.
So I just want to talk about the Bulls, and I love the spacing that they have right now with the roster. It looked really good. And the only concerns I have with the team right now are Vucevic's defense, and I think Lonzo's confidence. I feel like sometimes he doesn't feel like he's as good of a shooter as he really is.
You know, he made a big one down the stretch yesterday, and he took a couple. Maybe he made two, because I felt like he made one in the corner and on the top of the key as well. I think he's worked really hard on it. What I thought was weird is that he was having trouble with his handles, and he
turned it over four times last night.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think so, Alex. And I think they're asking him to play a role that he's really good at.
Yeah, I would be careful jumping to any long-term conclusions about anything. It's one game with a group that has not played together.
But he's right about Vooch. Vooch is terrible. Like Carmen was pointing it out, too. He is terrible defensively. And the team also it's not a big team for rebounding. They have to have all five guys help with rebounding. So if you want to talk some Bulls, I liked what I saw. The Bulls are 1-0. I heard Yurko say they haven't been above 500 since 17.
That is correct.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Then we'll get to Brady. Tom Brady met the media today. What happened last year on fourth down at Soldier Field Thursday night football when he was holding up the four? It's the T-shirts we're making to go to Tampa and we're going to be wearing.
I like it.
There. So 312-332-3776.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Amazing.
What's going on in the world of sports?
Look at all the sports fans. So many aerobics in here. So many activities.
Let's find out together.
Step class. Making my head spin. How many activities we can do.
As we enter.
This is how we do it.
Waddle's World.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. So many sports tonight as well. So many things to watch.
The Waddle Sportsbook is open.
It is open. And Waddle's World is brought to you by our fine partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC. Would you like to start with the sports aru, or would you like a shocking? Because I've
shocking,
got
shocking. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, you could give us a sports aru later.
Go back
yeah.
and forth. Okay, yeah. I'm just yeah, saying.
Go
like,
back and
I,
forth.
I have
go
some,
shocking.
I have,
sports
I have,
shocking.
Well, I have some stuff. Local TV station apologizes for playing porn during a weather report.
Why apologize?
Because I don't think that's what Sally, Ed, and their three kids were looking for when they were tuning in for the weather forecast from a television station in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, get your umbrella. It's going to be wet.
Seems to be a theme building here on this show. A TV station
I'm talking
in
about the weather, Abdallah.
Spokane, Washington. I've always wondered, why is there an E at the end of Spokane and the A is a soft A, not a, is it a soft, how do we call that? Like, instead of Spokane, what is the appropriate way to describe the
Spokane?
Right, but why? So why is it, if it's Spokane? Why is there an E?
I don't.
The
know.
The E is silent.
I don't know. That's
what
that's,
do we? How do we? What do we call? Are you guys language guys? Like if the A is ah instead of A?
Do we have any language guys?
Like it's. I know it's either
language arts guys.
I know
guys.
It's not soft or hard vowels. But I don't know what...
In the weather report, it was a hard vowel.
A TV station in Spokane, Washington, they are apologizing after accidentally airing a pornographic clip during the weather forecast on the 6 p.m. newscast on Sunday.
Long and short vowels.
Long and short. There you go.
Trying to say? Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Like A, if you say A, that's a long A.
Yes. And if you say...
Yeah.
Ah. Or if you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
They're all long A's if you're from Chicago.
Anyway, Sunday.
How does that happen? How does that happen? Tell me. Like, how does that get in there?
Like, I've never run a television station. Like, phrasing, yes, it's a good call. How does it get in there? I don't know. I do know, but I don't know.
Someone did that on purpose, right? Don't just accidentally include porn.
While the CBS affiliate's meteorologist Michelle Boss was delivering the weather, graphic video of a woman played on a screen behind her. The clip was shown for about 13 seconds before the news show cut to a weather map. Strangely, neither Michelle nor her anchor partner, Cody Proctor, who was also on screen, reacted to what was playing in the background. I'm trying
that's
to.
That's good.
Figure,
that's, yeah. I mean, like, to not draw extra attention to it.
I think you ask a really good question.
Like that's
how does that happen?
Somebody's doing that as a prank or to get back at somebody. I don't believe you accidentally include porn in the weather.
The Spokane police, who received numerous calls over the incident, are now investigating. Per a release that was shared, the investigation is ongoing and no culpability of any kind has been determined. The station could be facing a very large fine for the incident, too, even if it was accidental.
Look, if you've got kids and stuff like that and that's not your thing, I get why you would complain.
Wait a second. If porn isn't my thing when I sit down on my couch to watch a weather report at 6 on a Sunday?
Yeah, I get a complaint. But do you really make your first call to the cops? Hello, porn on my weather.
Yeah, like, some people do.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's still a misuse of the 911 system.
That's a fair statement as well.
That's all I'm saying. I'm good with you saying I don't want porn on my weather. But do you really call the cops if all of a sudden some brief porn pops up on your television?
We should call Tracy Butler right now and get her impression on what
is. We should call the Spokane station.
Anyway, they could, as I said, they could be facing a very large fine for the incident, even if it was accidental. In 2015, the FCC fined a Virginia station $325,000 for airing 3 seconds of a sex act. That station had intended to show a non-explicit clip of an adult film star, but accidentally played the wrong part.
They accidentally played the wrong part.
No word yet on how the pornographic video wound up airing on the station's weather report. I know how a disgruntled employee decided to get his or her revenge. That's not a weather forecast. That's a pornographic act.
Do you want a language arts lesson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Mark. Now, is that a PhD or are you a medical doctor?
Is that a PhD?
I'm a medical doctor, believe it or not.
Wow, look
honest
at you. You're well-rounded.
Honest to God.
What kind of doctor
honest
are you,
God.
Dr. Mark?
I'm an eye doctor, actually.
An eye doctor?
Eye doctor.
Right. You do great work.
You do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
I got some eye drops right now, Doc.
What are you using?
I've got tobramycin ophthalmic solution.
That's what happens when you get a nasty infection that goes from your hand or below the waist, and then you place it into your eye, right,
no,
Adam?
I got an internal sty. I have an internal sty.
You have what's called probably a chalazion. And that is the drug of choice. I use that all the time.
What do you think?
So I shouldn't be drinking it, though, right?
Time out. No,
don't drink it. You know what the key thing is for that? Is you got to use hot compresses on your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Get your hot compress here! Dr. Moore,
use your hot compress.
Before you explain why it's Spokane and not Spokane, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Why are you listening to this nonsense and not helping people with medical issues right now?
Just did.
Okay. Well, that's a good question. First of all, I've been listening to you all through the
years.
Whatever this pandemic, pandemic.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys have gotten me through the pandemic, and I think I've called you once or twice before.
That's great. Awesome, thank Mark. You, Dr. Mark.
I love you guys. I really, really do.
So are we like and an out late la- afternoon lunch break, or like there's?
Oh no, I worked all morning.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Now I'm done for the morning. I saw a bunch of people this morning, and now I'm at home now.
How's everybody's eyesight in general these days? Or is it getting worse? Or is it like
because the cell phone
size these days?
Yeah,
Doc.
Yeah. How are the eye? I think phones probably screw with people's eyes, right?
Good point, Sylvie.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what the latest issue is that people are having a lot of blurry vision issues and discomfort because of their use of the computer and the telephone.
Right.
People are staring at the computer and the phone, and what's happening is that when you stare at the computer or stare at your phone, you blink less. And when you blink less, your tears evaporate much more quickly and your eyes can dry out.
There's no lubrication in your eyeballs.
I use the gel drops. Are you a fan of those?
Oh, those are good too.
I use motor oil, Doc. Mm-hmm. Is that cool?
As long as you use 10W-40.
Okay.
Good.
We're good then.
Doc, if I sit too close to the TV screen, will my eyes cross?
No, but maybe you've been playing too much football. You never know what's going to happen.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How does wait a second. Let me ask you one final question before you. How does pornography come on my television when I'm sitting on the couch at 6 o'clock on a Sunday and all I'm looking for is a local weather forecast? Isn't that the strangest story you've ever heard?
A strange one, but one that required much skill to set up, I'm sure.
See, yeah, you think the way we think is that that was a purposeful act by somebody.
But by somebody, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, tell us why it's Spokane and not Spokane.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, but first I also have a your prior segment. I have an issue about it, or not an issue, but I want to tell you about an athlete that
I
feel strongly about. I've got both those.
I think you're our smartest listener.
There's no doubt. That's you know what? That's a very low bar to get over, Dr. Mark. No disrespect, man.
Mitchell Displains is pissed.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that, guys. Okay.
All right. So give it to us.
All right.
I looked this up, and I had a feeling that this was the issue. Spokane was named after an Indian tribe.
Okay.
The Spokane tribe, Spokane tribe, which means children of the sun. And my guess is that's probably the way it was pronounced way back when it was an Indian tribe, when the Indians were there. That's my guess as to why it's pronounced that way.
Okay,
that's
good. You know what? I'll buy it. Whether it's factually accurate or not, that's what I'm going with from now on, Dr.
Okay.
Mark.
But that's my thought.
And
that's my
fascinating
thought.
Athlete.
Who was your athlete that you were going to mention?
Well, let me tell you a story.
Okay,
way back when... I would meet my dad in New York. He'd do business in New York. I'd meet him in New York. He'd stay at, I think, the Hilton Hotel in Midtown. And one day, we got into the elevator. And who was in the elevator but Muhammad Ali?
Yes.
Yes.
So this tiny elevator. And Tom, you were talking about skin and appearance. Yep. I looked at Muhammad Ali. There was not a mark on his face. He was incredible. He was just a beautiful man.
Which is unbelievable considering his occupation.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was my thought. Well, this goes all the way back to 1967 when I saw him. And I think I looked this up while I was waiting to talk to you guys. He fought in February or March of 67 in the old Madison Square Garden, the old one, not the new one. And I think it was either before the fight or after the fight. I don't remember when. And he was, I guess, staying in that hotel. But there he was. It was unbelievable.
That's pretty awesome. Cool. That's cool. I got a good one, too, about Muhammad Ali.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dr. Mark, thank you, though.
I've got one more.
One more.
What do we got?
One more. Well, you know, when he, you know, decided to not be enlisted and they took his title away and he lost his license, he spoke at our university. I think he was on a college tour at that time. And that was, you know, back in 1968. And I can't remember what he said. But the thing that I do remember is after his speech, he was outside. And just everybody was just grouped around him and asking him questions. And he was just an unbelievable person. And, you know, at the time, and people would say, and I think it was true, he was the most popular man in the world at one time. Mm-hmm. And it was just a privilege to see him then and to be, you know, had the opportunity to go in an elevator with the guy.
Yeah, he amazing.
Quite an experience.
That's cool.
Good stuff, Dr.
Mark. Favorite caller of calendar 2021.
Oh, well, my goodness, I thank you very much, Tommy. And you're my favorite Chicago Bear player. I used to watch you all the time. And to this day, I could not understand how you survived all those hits. And
it was all the drugs I was taking, Dr. Mark. No, I'm joking.
Well, whatever it was, you were the toughest guy out there, and you wouldn't let anybody get in your way. And I really remember that to this day.
Thank you, Dr. Mark.
It's a pleasure and a privilege to talk to you guys and keep up the good work.
Yeah, you
don't be a stranger.
There you go. He's doing good.
That's my favorite call of the year so far.
I liked George, who wanted to name his kid after Justin Fields.
Okay.
Yeah, what about the guy that would day drink and just bake in the sun?
Right.
You guys forgot about him.
SoCo Joe.
Yeah.
He's good. And then what about the guy who went after the White Sox? Another George, like recently. There's some good company
Well, he's
right
at
there.
Least in the team photo.
Yeah. Really quick. I was covering the Bulls one year when they were championship Bulls. This is later in his life when, you know, he didn't speak. The crowd down in the bowels of the UC before these huge playoff games, it was just constant traffic, constant people. And all of a sudden, everyone stopped moving. And it was, you were basically shoulder to shoulder with everyone. Then the next thing you know is the people just parted as one man was walking towards everybody and stopped in their tracks. And it was Muhammad Ali in a leather jacket. And you've never seen anything like this. When you see, like, it was like seeing someone in a museum to see Muhammad Ali like
That's
that.
That's cool.
All right, more Waddle's World coming up next, including the nuttiest story of the day.